for the moment, and I've been preparing myself. And see, this technology is going to be critical to humanity in a way, because it doesn't care what race you are. It doesn't care what your sexual ideology is. It doesn't care what your experiential background is. It works the same for anybody with hands.
You don't want to make money on fidgets? You're going to make a non-profit? You're going to put together some kind of non-profit deal?
Well, what I want to do, because there's a lot of people that want to buy fidgets and pay a fair price, and I've experienced this in the last 6 years, I'm going to find a format in which there's a company that I work with as a consultant or as the creator of the devices in a consulting manner, not in a hands-on logistical management. See, I run away from numbers. I'm afraid of 2 and 5, even though I know it's 7, and times 2 is 14, you know. I'm afraid of that because it limits a certain part of my brain I depend on for creativity. So I'm going to go into the nonprofit field and earn a salary for my work. Mm-hmm. And have my costs in doing business paid and operate in a philanthropic manner to help people who've gone through the stuff that I've gone through. Art, I'm a survivor of 3 sets of foster parents in addition to my real parents. I've been on the road since I was 4 years old. I've been on the road by myself since I was 16, and I'm 29 years old. I don't have any answers. I got a lot of questions. I got a lot of experiences. I can give traffic directions in 10 states, you know. But I'm not...
And give me, you gave me quite an interesting history of your work history. Do that for me one more time. What is it you've done?
Well, my father started me out on the Pearl Street Mall in Boulder, Colorado, selling pictures of the presidents on their birthdays, these little lithographed prints. When I was 5 years old, he took me to the coffee shop every day instead of putting me in kindergarten. So I learned to communicate with adults at that young age. And then after that, I did all sorts of stuff. I followed the window washer around. I got a job at a movie theater and worked as the ticket taker. I sold, at one point, oil and gas limited partnerships. Another point, I sold the little gliders you throw and they come back to you in a circle. Another time, you name it. All right, I've sold the chamois, the supercar polish. I've sold the swivel sprayers. There are a million people out there that have contacted me and seen me. I've been at the L.A. County Fair in Pomona, the fourth biggest fair in the world, for the last 6 years. People go right by my booth. And as a matter of fact, I've earned quite the reputation as a killer salesperson down there, because one day I was pitching in Pomona at the L.A. County Fair, yeah. And this lady keeled over in front of me, had a heart attack right in front of me.